The movie awards season gets underway tomorrow with the announcement of the Golden Globe nominations. Considered by some to be a bellwether for the Oscars, the Golden Globe Awards are voted on by members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. NPR's Gloria Hillard has more on this small group with increasing Hollywood clout.
In a conference room at a Beverly Hills hotel, more than a dozen TV cameras are on hand for an announcement that will kick off this year's 62nd Golden Globe Awards. Actor Ben Stiller is at the podium.
It's my privilege to announce the recipient of this year's Cecil B. DeMille Award is Robin Williams.
Members of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association both nominate and hand out the Golden Globe Awards. The group has less than 100 members. Laurie Masterson, who covers Hollywood for publications in Australia, says he felt lucky to get in.
It provides amazing access to people and to movies and to the entertainment industry generally, and that's what I write about, so having that access is great.
Access that is granted primarily through the association's private news conferences like this one, being held at a five-star hotel in Los Angeles.
Now,
representatives from Miramax Studios are putting stacks of press kits for director Martin Scorsese's new film, The Aviator, on the check-in table. There are about 50 Hollywood foreign press members in attendance, an eclectic, mostly middle-aged group balancing breakfast plates, press kits, and cell phones. Alan Alda, who portrays a senator in the film, is the first in a string of celebrities they'll meet today.
Well, it's to get the movie out, you know, let people know about the movie. It's a wonderful movie, so I'm happy to. I don't think I'd go to this trouble if I didn't think so.
The studios encourage stars to attend these events. Jorge Camara, who joined the organization 39 years ago and writes for a couple of magazines in Mexico, says it wasn't always so.
There were times when we had to fight for press conferences. We felt as second-class citizens. That has changed.
Live from the Starfield International Ballroom of the Beverly Hilton Hotel, welcome to the 61st Annual Golden Globe Awards.
The Golden Globes is one of the hottest tickets in all of Hollywood. Nobody wants to miss it.
Mark Abraham has produced such films as Air Force One and The Family Man.
And the studios fight like crazy to get the best seats, the best tables, the best camera angles. So it's a pretty symbiotic relationship. I mean, Hollywood's helping the Foreign Press Association. The Foreign Press is helping Hollywood.
Abraham says each year, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association figures more prominently in the studio's multi-million dollar publicity campaigns, and that may be one reason other journalists have criticized the organization, characterizing the members as a somewhat star-struck group with questionable journalistic credentials.
I think they're kind of a wacky, funny group.
Peter Rayner is president of the National Society of Film Critics.
I just don't take them seriously as a critics organization, and I don't take the Golden Globe seriously as anything but a bash.
One of the harshest attacks on the foreign press came in a Trio Channel documentary that aired in December 2003 called The Golden Globes, Hollywood's Dirty Little Secret. The filmmakers criticized, among other things, the group's membership policy, which requires a $500 initiation fee and a unanimous vote by members. The program also implied that these members were open to the generous influence of studios.
Their websites show you how they spend their year. They go to studio-sponsored screenings, parties, lunches, and charity events, all leading up to the annual Golden Globes show.
But the president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, Lorenzo Soria, says in 1994, strict guidelines were adopted. Members are prohibited from accepting any invitation to studio-hosted events where other press are not invited and are required to return gifts of value.
We do not accept anything more than any other press. Baseball hat or a t-shirt.
Soria says the Hollywood Foreign Press Association continues to be unfairly judged for events that happened more than 20 years ago. He says the organization is made up of hard-working journalists who juggle their own deadlines with a year-round commitment to screenings and news conferences in order to make informed award choices.
You know, I cannot claim that we are a perfect and infallible organization. But I think that we have been a very successful organization and that some people have some difficulty dealing with this.
But you will find few critics of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association at the studios. Back at the hotel, Alan Alda has just finished his press conference, and in honoring a long tradition, many members are lined up waiting to have their pictures taken with the actor. Next up is director Martin Scorsese.
So I have Marty here. Hey. How are you?
Also making a somewhat surprise appearance, Miramax studio head Harvey Weinstein.
I'm waiting for Marty Scorsese. It's always nice to see the Hollywood Foreign Press, because I think we have to remember that these guys have honored a lot of movies that are offbeat, interesting, and innovative. And without them, a lot of these films wouldn't get the attention that they get.
In fact, Miramax has taken home 30 Golden Globe statues.
Come on, guys. Ready. Let's go.
Martin Scorsese's news conference is about to begin.
Okay, we are started.
But we're stopped at the door. This is the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's news conference. No domestic press allowed. Gloria Hillard, NPR News, Los Angeles.